once again, I will say, if somebody wants to learn about the Christian faith, the best and the basic source is the Holy Bible, which is the Word of Jehovah God. I always like to use the word Jehovah God because we are living in a very dangerous and confused time in this world when people are using the word God, and the word God have become a politically correct term. You don't want to, you know, use the clear word in order to avoid the trouble. So that, you know, we want to, I want you to get into the trouble. Use the word Jehovah God in order to tell who you are. Bible is the word of Jehovah God, and we believe in Jesus Christ as His Son who died on the cross of Calvary. So, let me explain to you. This is my belief and my faith, and this is what is written in the Holy Bible. Bible says that His Word is unchangeable. Bible says heavens and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. This is the Word of Jehovah God. Bible is the inspired Word of Jehovah God, written by the men and women, those who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it is unchangeable Word of Jehovah God, the only truth. Amen? So the second thing, according to the Holy Bible, Jesus is God. According to the Bible, Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross and was risen on the third day. And salvation is only through Jesus Christ for our sins, according to the Word of Jehovah God, the Holy Bible. Amen to that? Then, but this is the Word of Allah, the Quran. As I mentioned, that the Quran is the Word of Allah, and we're going to see the differences between the Holy Bible, the Word of Jehovah God, and the Quran, which is the Word of Allah. So we're going to see, are these two gods, God of the Bible and God of the Quran, are they same or not? And as we just learned, that God of the Bible says His Word is unchangeable. And Jesus is God. He is the Son of God. Died on the cross and was risen on the third day. And salvation for our sins is only through Jesus Christ. But Word of Allah, the Quran, says Bible is changed. The Quran says, the Word of Allah says, Jesus is not God. Allah says, Jesus is not the Son of God. And Allah says, Jesus was not crucified. Allah says, Jesus did not raise from the dead. When He was not crucified, when He didn't die, then He was not risen from the dead. Then no salvation for our sins through Jesus Christ. This is what is written in the Quran. Now, as I mentioned, this is the Word of Allah. If Allah denies those things, what is written in the Holy Bible, which is the Word of Jehovah God, how come this God of the Quran can be the same God of the Bible? Because I believe, and it is in the Holy Bible, that God of the Bible does not change, and He does not lie. And how come, you know, after 600 years, Islam started in the 610 A.D. How come God of the Bible going to say after 600 years, oh, I made a mistakes before, and let me correct those mistakes in the Quran? God never make mistakes. Bible says, I, the Lord, who change not. God is not a man that He will lie. He is not a son of man that He will change His mind. Bible says, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not going to be changing. When God is not going to be changing, how come this God of the Quran can be the same God of the Bible? And one day I was thinking about God. You know, why God does not change? God honors His word more than any of His name. This is written in the Psalms. And then I was thinking along those lines. You remember Jesus said, "No, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And Jesus in the Bible is known as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And in the kingdom, I have not seen, and this is the principle, king elect his citizens. King always is born. He will not be elected by the people. Remember, when those magi and those wise men came to Herod and they said, "We have seen the star of the king. King is born. King is not going to be elected through the election, by the votes." So when king is not going to be elected, praise Jesus for that. And he doesn't need the votes of the people. So it means he has all the power, he has all the authority, he's not supposed to be changing. His word is not going to be changing because he does not need the votes. He's not a politician. Amen? Our God is not a politician. He's not going to be changing. So praise God. When this God of the Bible does not change, so it shows to me and shows to you that this God of the Quran is not the same God of the Bible. Because He does not say what is written in the Holy Bible. So who is this God of the Quran? Not my opinion, but what Bible says about this God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. Now, it's very clear. As we learned in the Holy Bible, Bible is the word of Jehovah God. It's unchangeable. It's the only truth. Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. Died on the cross and was risen on the third day. And salvation for our sins is only through Jesus Christ. But this God of the Quran, He denies all those things what we see in the Holy Bible. So it means this God, according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, is a liar. And number two, he is the spirit of the Antichrist. And in other words, we can say that Islam, the God of Islam, is a liar and he is the spirit of Antichrist. He is a Lucifer and the devil. He is not the same God of the Bible. You remember one thing. Satan hated the crucifixion and the resurrection. Why? Because he was defeated on the cross. Satan was defeated on the cross. And Jesus took away the keys of Hades and hell from Satan when he was risen. Praise Jesus. When he went and took away. Jesus said, "Behold, I was dead, but I live forevermore. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I got the keys of Hades and hell." Praise Jesus. Satan lost his authority and power. And that's why Satan hated the crucifixion and the resurrection. And any religion who denies the crucifixion, the resurrection, is not from Jehovah God. That religion is coming from the devil. Amen? Then, we just learned that this God of the Quran is not the same God of the Bible. As 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 and 3 say, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus, not from God, this is the spirit of Antichrist. It's very clear, my dear friends and dear brothers, this religion of Islam. you know, this religion, Islam, is not the same like a Christian faith. Many people are saying, you know, oh, Islam is like a sister faith with Christians. No, that is not right. This is the religion of Antichrist, because it opposes what is written in the Holy Bible. It opposed the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ. It opposed the crucifixion. It opposed the resurrection. It opposed the salvation through Jesus Christ. So this is the religion of Antichrist. It's the religion of devil. The next thing we're going to learn, you know, as we found out, the God of the Bible is not the same God of the Quran. These two gods are two different gods. Then the next thing we're going to learn, if you meet with a Muslim, they will tell you they believe in Jesus. But let me explain to you, Jesus of the Quran is not the same Jesus of the Bible. As we have found out that, you know, God of the Quran is not the same God of the Bible, the same way we're going to find out that Jesus of the Quran is not the same Jesus of the Bible. But before that, let me, you know, give you a little bit more information. You know, if you meet with a Muslim and read the Quran, you will find out the story of Mary in the Quran. That Jesus was born by Virgin Mary in the Quran. It talks about that. But when angel came to Mary in the Quran, she was afraid. She didn't accept the message angel brought to her. She left the home. You know, she ran away from her home and she asked Allah to kill her. And then, who was Mary in the Quran? According to the Quran, the Quran says Mary was the sister of Aaron and Moses. You know, it's very strange. According to the Bible and the history of the Bible, we can see that Jesus of the Bible was born around about 4 BC in Bethlehem. But Moses and Aaron lived in 1400 BC. And if that Mary in the Quran is a sister of Moses and Aaron, you know, it means that she lived in that part of the time. You know, in 1400 BC, around about that period of time. How come she can give a birth to Jesus in 4 BC? If she is the sister of Moses and Aaron, that doesn't make sense. And then the Hadith explains this Mary was the daughter of Hannah. If you read the Bible, you will find out that, you know, Mary, you know, the story of Hannah, you know, how come she can be a daughter of Hannah? You know, Hannah, you know, the book of Samuel, you know, the story of Hannah comes in the book of Samuel. Hannah was a barren woman, and she went to the temple and she prayed to Jehovah God, and God blessed her with the first son Samuel, and she, you know, he was the prophet in that time. And here the story goes in the Hadith like this, that, you know, Hannah was a barren woman. She went to the temple, she prayed to Allah, and Allah, you know, she prayed for a son, but Allah didn't give her a son, but gave her the daughter. And her husband died before her birth. And when this girl was born, she named her Mary. And she was the mother of Jesus. Now, Hannah lived around about, you know, 1000 BC. The first Samuel was written around about that period of time. So, if it shows that Hannah lived in that period of time, in 1000 BC. So, if Hannah, you know, and the Mary was born in that period of time, how come, you know, she's born in 1000 BC, living in 1400 BC, and giving a birth to Jesus in 4 BC. Does it make sense? That doesn't make sense. So it means that book is really a mumble jumble. It's not a true book. And it also shows me that Allah didn't know the history. You know what was happening in the history. So Mary in the Quran is not the same Mary of the Bible. You know, Jehovah God of the Bible is not the same like Allah in the Quran, and the Mary in the Quran is not the same Mary of the Bible, and so Jesus of the Quran is not the same Jesus of the Bible. Let's read about that. Surah 3 verse 59, Verily the likeness of Isa, Jesus before Allah, is the likeness of Adam. He created him of dust, and then he said to him, Be, and he was. So Jesus is not God, he's not divine. But Bible says Jesus created all things. If you read Hebrews chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you will find out that, you know, Jesus is the one who will have created all things, visible or invisible. Everything is created by Jesus Christ. Now the Quran says, you know, Jesus did not create anything. He was created out of dust. That is wrong. Then the word Isa. They use word Isa in the Arabic Quran, but let me go, you know, in the roots of that word. The word Isa is not a right word for Jesus. What happened when Muhammad was searching about this Jesus, you know, he went to the people, those who were anti-Christian, the Jewish people, and they told him, you know, this Jesus is the descendant of Esau, the Jacob's older brother. And then they gave him a name, Isa. So Isa word, the word Isa, the name Isa in the Arabic Quran is not appropriate name for Jesus. So we shouldn't be. In fact, that was the swear word for Jesus in that period of time. So we shouldn't be using that word, Isa, you know, because that was the word Muhammad got from the people, those who were anti-Christian, the Jewish people, and they told, you know, this guy, Isa, is the descendant of Esau, the Jacob's older brother. So the next thing, Surah 4, verse 157, And because of their sin, we slew Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, Allah's messenger. They slew him not, nor crucified him. But it appeared so unto them. And lo, those who disagree concerning it are in doubt thereof. They have no knowledge thereof, save the pursuit of conjecture. They slew him not for certain. End of quote. Now, the Muslim believe, and it's all written in the Quran, that Jesus was not crucified. But Bible says he was crucified, and it has proven through the history that Jesus was crucified. But Quran denies the crucifixion. They say, you know, they say that what happened when they came to arrest Jesus, Allah changed. You know what Allah did? Allah put the face of Jesus on Judas. So they arrested Judas instead of Jesus and crucified Judas. That is wrong. I mean, God was not playing tricks over there. You know, God does not have to do those kind of things. And he didn't do those kind of things. And Jesus told right from the beginning of his ministry that he had come for this purpose, to die on the cross. Because he said, you know, when the Son of Man would be exalted, he will draw all men unto him. He told, you know, as Moses put the snake on the top, the same way, you know, the Son of Man will be crucified. And Jesus told it over and over to his disciples that he's going to die. He's going to go to the cross. But Quran denies that. And as I mentioned, the devil hated the cross. And that's why, you know, in Saudi Arabia, you cannot wear a cross. If you are wearing a cross going to Saudi Arabia, you have to hide it, throw it away, and they'll take it away from you. And especially in the two cities like Mecca and Medina, there's no crossroads in those two cities. And you cannot cross your legs and sit in Saudi Arabia. It's like a bad things, you know, in that country, because you're making a cross. and in Mecca and Medina, the plane should not fly over those two cities because, you know, the shadow of that plane make a cross. So they really hate the cross. And we know the devil hate the cross. So we know that. Then the next thing, Surah 4 verse 171. Quote, O people of the scripture, Christian, do not exaggerate in your religion nor utter art concerning Allah. Save the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was only a messenger of Allah and His word which He conveyed unto Mary and the Spirit from Him. So believe in Allah and His messenger and say not three. So here He's saying that, you know, Jesus was just a human being. And don't exaggerate in your religion that in telling that, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Don't believe in Trinity. According to the Islamic teaching, according to the Quran, Trinity is a blasphemy in Islam. But we believe in a Trinity that, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then the next thing, let me explain to you here a very interesting story. You might have heard this thing, that some of the missionaries, they're telling that they are using the Quran to build bridges between Muslims and the Christians. And they're reaching Muslim for Jesus, you know, by using the Quran. I have never heard that some Muslims were reading the Quran and by reading the Quran they have given their life to Jesus. I have not heard that. I only have heard the stories that the Muslims were reading the Holy Bible and later what happened when they were doing the comparison study of the Quran and the Holy Bible, they found Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Not by reading the Quran. And I don't want to use Quran in order to reach Muslim for Jesus. Why? Let me explain to you here. It's written in the Quran, Surah 4, verse 159. Quote, and there's none of the people of the scripture, Christian, but must believe in Him, Isa, Jesus, as only a messenger of Allah and a human being. And on the day of resurrection, He, Isa, Jesus, will be witness against them, the Christian. Now, the Quran says, when Christ will come back on the day of judgment, you know, this Christ will be really mad on the Christians. Why? Because these Christians have spread a false news about Him. And they're telling Him that He is the Son of God and He should be worshipped. He was the one who died on the cross and was risen when He didn't. So Allah is going to ask Him two questions on the day of resurrection. You know, did you say that you are the Son of God? He's going to say, no, I didn't say that. Did you say that these people should worship you? No, He's going to say no. And then this Jesus of the Quran, He's going to be really, really mad on these Christians and He's going to kill them. Now, if I will use the Quran in order to reach these Muslims for Jesus, and if they know it is written in the Quran that when this Christ will come back, He's going to be killing the Christians. Why they should become Christian? Why they should become a follower of Jesus Christ? When they know it is written in the Quran that they're going to be killed being a Christian by this Jesus, does it make sense? You know, does it make sense that we should use the Quran in order to reach Muslim for Jesus? I don't want to use Quran in order to reach, you know, reach Muslim for Jesus. I want to use my Holy Bible. Because I know there's a power in the word of Jehovah God. And that power in the word of Jehovah God is going to change the lives of these people. Not Quran. Because there's no power in the word of Allah. There's no power in the Quran to change lives. I know there's a power in the Quran, the demonic power to make the people slave of this book. The demonic power. There's a demonic power. But there's no power like we have in the Holy Bible. Praise Jesus. You know, so we shouldn't be using the Quran in order to reach Muslim for Jesus, because they will be scared to death. And let's see, you know, what happened. The Muhammad explained in this hadith. He talked about when Christ will come. The prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, "There is no prophet between me and him, that is Jesus. He will descend to the earth. When you see him, recognize him, a man of medium height, reddish hair, wearing two light yellow garments, looking as if drops were falling down from his head. Thou wilt not be wet. He will fight for the cause of Islam." Now the hadith is saying, when this Christ Jesus of the Quran will come, he will fight for the cause of Islam. He will break the cross. Why is he going to break the cross? Because these Christians have spread a false news about him that he died on the cross. Killed swans. Who are the swans? The Jews and Christians. And abolish jizya. Jizya means tax. Allah will perish all religion except Islam. He will destroy the Antichrist. He will live on earth for 40 years. And then he will die. And then the Muslim will pray over him. And that is written in the hadith called Sunnah Abu Dawud, verse number 2025. Now, how we can reach Muslim for Jesus by using the Quran, when they know that this Christ, when he will come back, he's going to fight for the cause of Islam, he's going to break the cross, he's going to kill the Jews and Christians. You know why they should become Christian? But we need to give them the true picture of Jesus Christ from the Holy Bible. And we need to tell them that this Jesus of the Quran is not the same Jesus we have in the Holy Bible. Let me give you the true picture of Jesus Christ, who he was and who he is and what he can do for you. Amen? We need to tell them from the Holy Bible, not from the Quran. Because Jesus of the Quran, I see that He is not the same Jesus of the Bible. He is coming to fight for the cause of Islam, to break cross, kill the Jews and Christians. And then, you know, my Jesus of the Bible, he died once, he was resurrected, and he's not going to die anymore. That's what the Bible says. You know, the Paul says in the Corinthians that, you know, this Jesus, he was crucified once and he is going to live forever. He lives forevermore. He's not going to die. Praise God. So here, he says, fight for the cause of Islam. But let me explain to you. When my Jesus of the Bible, when he comes back, I don't know when he's going to come back, but he's going to come back. This is what he said. You know, when he comes back, I believe, according to the Bible, I just want to hear, you know, paraphrase here. You know, the Quran is saying that Jesus, well, when Jesus will come back, he will fight for the cause of Islam. But Bible says, I just want to paraphrase here, that when he will come back, he will fight against Islam. You know why? Because Islam is the religion of Antichrist. And I believe that, you know, what is happening in this world right now, the Iran and all these things, you know, they're building a stage for the Antichrist. And all the forces are going to go up against Israel. All the nations will come up against Israel. You know, when say all nations, you know, United States is a part of all nations. You know, sometimes, you know, I have heard, you know, on that, on a Christian television, you know, United States is going to be supporting Israel. I don't believe that. I believe that one day United States will come against Israel too with other nations. And if United States will be supporting Israel, then how God is going to be God? You understand? You know, God is going to rescue you. Jesus Christ will come back. You know, according to Revelation chapter 19, in the white horse, and he will smite all the enemies with the sword which will come out of his mouth. And I believe that, you know, the part of those forces, the majority of those people, are going to be the Muslim. And one of the goals of Muslim people, according to the Quran, is to kill the Jews and Christians, to destroy them. First, to convert them, or if they don't want to be converted, they should be killed. That's one of the goals. So, praise Jesus, that my Jesus, He is going to win the battle. Praise God. And He's going to establish His kingdom. Praise Jesus. And how much time we have left? 10:30, no, it's 10:20. So we have to go, keep on going. Okay, it's 20 minutes. That's wonderful. Now we're going to learn about Jesus versus Muhammad. You know, I feel terrible when I have to compare Jesus with the Muhammad, because there's no comparison. But because they have elevated Muhammad so big in the Quran and according to the teaching of Islam, so I feel, although I mean, there's no comparison, one is the creator, other is the creation. One is a holy, other one is a sinner. So there's no comparison. But I have to do it in order to explain, you know, the truth. Let's talk about that. Jesus, His name means Savior. That's what angel told to Mary and Joseph, that, you know, when she will have the son, you know, He will save His people from their sins. That's what it means. Muhammad, His name means praised one. Jesus, He had no earthly father. God is His father. And that's what you know, was told by the angel, that this son you're going to conceive, you know, this son will be called the Son of God. And God, two times spoken from heaven, when Jesus went for the water baptism, you know, God spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son to whom I'm well pleased." On the Mount of Transfiguration, God spoke from heaven that, "This is my beloved Son, you should listen to Him." God is the Father of Jesus Christ. Amen? And Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Muhammad, he have his earthly father, and his father's name was Abdullah. Jesus was born around about 4 BC in Bethlehem, in the land of Israel. Muhammad was born around about, you know, born on August the 2nd, 570 AD, the 12th day of the month of Rabia on the lunar calendar. It's the Islamic calendar. It's a very interesting calendar. You know, every year they decrease 10 days. For example, if you have your birthday, what is the day today? 25th. You know, the next year your birthday will be on the 15th. So, Muslims have a very hard time to remember their birthdays, because it decreases, you know, 10 days every year. Then the next thing, Jesus, he was raised by Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his adopted father. But Muhammad, he was raised by his mother. His father died before his birth. And he was raised by his mother, then the nurse, the babysitter, and grandfather and uncle. Jesus, many prophets prophesied about the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, you can see those prophecies in the Old Testament. And many prophecies about the crucifixion and the resurrection and second coming of Jesus Christ you can find in the Old Testament. But there's no prophecy about the birth of Muhammad, the life of Muhammad in the Holy Bible. We cannot see any prophecy about the life of Muhammad. Angel told Mary and Joseph about the name of Jesus Christ. And then Muhammad, no angel spoke to the parents of Muhammad. Jesus grew up as a carpenter. Muhammad grew up as a shepherd. Jesus started his preaching at the age of 30, according to the Gospel of Luke. Muhammad started his preaching at the age of 40, according to the Islamic tradition. You know, they say that when he used to go in the cave, and according to you, he was 40 years old in 610 AD. So that was the time he started his preaching. The first message Jesus brought. Remember when Jesus, after the water baptism, he was led by the Holy Spirit to go in the desert and fast for 40 days or 40 nights. And then, you know, the temptation came. He overcome on those temptations. And he was led by the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit. He came in Nazareth and in the synagogue. And there he was given a scroll to read from the book of Isaiah. And he read this, Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and recovery to the blind. This was the message, the first message Jesus preached and brought to the people. The first message Muhammad brought to the people or received, this is what happened. When Muhammad was in that cave for meditation, one day the angel, according to Islamic tradition, they say angel Gabriel came and he brought the Quran, and this is the way he brought the Quran. The angel Gabriel appeared to him and said, "Read." Muhammad replied, "I do not know how to read." The Prophet added, "The angel caught me forcefully and pressed me so hard that I could not bear it anymore." Then what happened? "And I replied, I do not know how to read. Thereupon he caught me again and pressed me a second time till I could not bear it anymore. He then released me and again asked me to read. But again I replied, I do not know how to read. Thereupon he caught me for the third time and pressed me and then released and said, read in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists, has created man from a cloth." Surah 96 verse 1 to 3. Now it contradicts what is written in the Bible. Bible says God created man from the dust of the ground, but here the angel Gabriel is giving him another kind of message. Then the interesting part, if this angel, Gabriel, according to the Bible, who stands in the presence of Jehovah God, you know, how come he is coming to Muhammad without knowing that Muhammad is illiterate, he is not able to read and write, and why he is breaking his neck and forcing him to read something when he is not able to do it? And telling him a total different message, what is written in the Bible. So, I believe this angel who appeared to Muhammad was not the angel Gabriel, because the angel Gabriel also came to, you know, Mary and Joseph and told them that, you know, this Jesus will be the Son of God, and this angel who brought the Quran to Muhammad is denying what he said in the first place. So it means this angel who came to Muhammad cannot be angel Gabriel. It must be the guy who appeared to Joseph Smith. You know, Jesus was rejected by his people in Nazareth. And he went to Capernaum. Why he was rejected? Remember that story. When Jesus was preaching and doing the miracles, they were offended because of his preaching and the miracles. They said, you know, how come this guy is a son of Mary and Joseph, and his brothers are, you know, Joseph and Simeon and Jude, you know, the James. How come, this guy is different? His sisters are with us. How come he have a power of miracles and healing? So he was rejected by his people. And he went to Capernaum, and there he started his preaching. Muhammad was also rejected by his people in Mecca, and he went to Medina. But for what reason Muhammad was rejected in Mecca? What happened here? Mecca and Medina, Medina, these are two holy cities of Muslim people. What happened? Mecca was a place full of idols. That place called Kaaba, that shrine, they have a 360 idols. Many times people put their guards over there, the idols over there. It was a business route. And when people are passing through that, they don't have to wait for months and months to come back and go in their shrine and worship the God. So put their gods on that place, and when they are on the way, they can visit the gods right there. So that place was full of idol worshippers. And also, they have Jews and Christians over there. So what happened? Muhammad was trying to gain the favor of all of these people. So he said to the Jewish people, you are the top creation of God. He said to the Christians, you will go to paradise. And he said to the idol worshipper, oh, you are idol worshipper because it's the will of Allah for you to be idol worshipper. And you will go to paradise on the intercession of those goddesses to whom you worship. So now how come you can bring these three groups together? Because Jews and Christians, they don't like to worship idols. And here you telling the idol worshippers, you are idol worshipper because it's God's will for you to be idol worshippers. So Muhammad was rejected by his people in Mecca, and they kicked him out. From that place, he went to Medina. And there he raised his armed forces, military force, and he became militant. Jesus, he never sinned. He was the only person who was without sin. Amen. The question here we need to ask, who can forgive my sin? You will say, Jesus. But let me tell you, the person who can forgive our sin is the one who never sinned. And that is Jesus Christ. There is nobody who can say, I am without sin. Because the Bible says, everyone sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. So nobody can have the power to forgive sin. There is only one person who can forgive our sin. And His name is Jesus, because He is without sin. This is very interesting. Let me tell you. Muhammad was a sinner. If you meet with the Muslim, they will tell you, oh, Muhammad was innocent, he was without sin. All the prophets, they never sinned. It's written in the Quran. They were without sin. Okay. Muslim will tell you that story, that Muhammad was without sin. Then you need to ask them, let me tell you, when you talk with them, the first thing you should do this way. Tell that Muslim, look, I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And Bible is the authority of my Christian faith. And I know that you are a Muslim. And you follow the teaching of Allah and Muhammad. And the authority of your faith, Islam, is the Quran. He will say, yes, yes. Okay. Are you agree that Quran is the authority of your faith? Repeat that thing again. He'll say, yes. Okay. Let's see what Quran says. Quran says, oh Muhammad, ask forgiveness of your sins. How come somebody need forgiveness of his sins when he is without sin? And then you can tell that Muslim, the Quran says Muhammad was a sinner. Allah told him to ask forgiveness of his sins, his faults, his errors, his mistakes. How come you can say that he was without sin? I want to ask you, remember that you told that Quran is the authority of your faith. And Quran is the word of Allah. I want to ask you, who is bigger, you or Allah? Allah tell Muhammad that Muhammad is a sinner, and you telling me that Muhammad was without sin. Okay, come on, tell me, my dear Muslim brother, I love you, I care for you. But here, Quran saying Muhammad is a sinner. That is the word of Allah. How come somebody who is a sinner can be my savior? How come somebody who is a sinner can forgive sin? Here, let me tell you, my dear, Muslim friend, you need somebody who can forgive your sin. And who can be that somebody who never sinned? And let me tell you, his name is Jesus. He never sinned. And even it is written in the Quran. That's a very interesting thing. That Jesus was the one who never sinned. So to whom you want to follow? You want to follow a guy who's a sinner? Or you want to follow a guy who never sinned? Praise Jesus. And then Jesus had no wife. Although the Mr. Dan Brown has lost his brain, I have written that book called Da Vinci Code and all those stupid things, but he cannot prove it. Muhammad have many, this is a very interesting thing. The love of Jesus Christ is so powerful, so strong, his grace is so big. I was thinking one day, even if Mr. Dan Brown asked God, God, I am sorry, forgive my sins, and Jesus will forgive him right away. Amen. And here, Muhammad had many wives. His youngest wife was 9 years old, and her name was Aisha. He had many wives. And one time, Muhammad went in his, Muhammad had no son. He adopted a man as his son. His name was Zahid. And he had a beautiful wife. One day, Muhammad went in his house. He was not there, and he saw his wife. He struck by his beauty. And he praised her and, showed her that he likes her. And then, his son came to know about this story, and then he went to his father and told him he's going to divorce his wife, and he said no, you should keep your wife. And then Allah gave him the new revelation. Allah told him, "Oh Muhammad, why are you afraid of the people?" Because Muhammad was afraid, if I will take my daughter-in-law to be my wife, the people are going to be really mad on me. They're going to think, what kind of prophet he is. Then Allah said to him, "Why are you afraid of people? I have made this thing lawful for you to marry to your adopted son's wife, married to your daughter-in-law. It's okay for you to marry with your daughter-in-law." So that's why there's no adoption among the Muslims. Because Muslims are allowed to marry with their adopter son's wife. This is what he did. Then Jesus, the message he gave to his disciples, Matthew 10:1. "And when Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease." But what kind of message Muhammad gave it to his followers? "Fight them until there's no more fitna, disbelief of polytheism, worshipping other beside Allah, and the religion. Worship will be for Allah alone in the whole world." Surah 8:9. "Urge the believers to fight." Surah 8:65. Jesus was telling his disciples to go heal the sick, cast demons, raise the dead, preach the gospel, and tell the people to repent from their sins. But here Muhammad was telling you to tell the people, to fight against the people, force them to become Muslim. Total opposite message. Jesus killed no one but raised the dead. Muhammad killed many people and took part in many battles. He took part in 27 or 26 battles. Jesus, his disciples also raised the dead, and they're still doing the job of their master, reaching the lost people with the love of Jesus Christ. Amen to that. Muhammad, his follower, killed many people, still killing around the world. Jesus said, love your enemies. Muhammad said, kill your enemies. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And Muhammad, he said, Quran Surah, you know, in the Quran, be harsh towards your neighbors if they are not Muslim. Jesus performed many miracles. Muhammad, no miracles. Sometimes Muslim will tell you, oh, Muhammad performed some miracles. Let me explain to you. Quran says that Muhammad didn't perform any miracle. Let me explain to you something. You know, one time Muhammad was preaching, and you know, he was telling that he is the seals of all the prophets. He brought the completion to all the religion. And the Jewish people are very interesting people. When Jesus was in this world, you know, they were asking him the sign. And the same thing they asked to Muhammad. Muhammad, could you give us the sign? And one day Muhammad was preaching, and one of the Jewish guys, he went to the cemetery and the graveyard, and dug up a tomb and brought the dead bones of a dead man and put right in front of Muhammad and told Muhammad, if you are that prophet you're talking about, if you are the Messiah, then tell these bones to become alive, then we will believe. Then Muhammad was greatly embarrassed. And he said in the Quran that, you know, look, I am a plain warner. I have not come with the signs and wonders and miracles. So, again, use the Quran in order to answer the Muslim. Tell them, you know, Quran says Muhammad didn't perform any miracles. How come you are telling me that Muhammad performed some miracles? But let me tell you, there's a hadith, you know, they're talking about the miracles of Muhammad. One time, some of Muhammad's followers, they were sick. And you know what he said to them? He said to them, there's a book, a small book, Unveiling Islam, written by Al Arabi. You can go online, called Islamreview.com. So, in that book, he says, that's a hadith. Hadith says that, you know, when some of these followers of Muhammad, they were sick, and he told them to, you know, what they should do in order to be healed. They say, you know, Muhammad said, you should drink the milk and the urine of the camel. That's a miracle, Muhammad. I think if you are not sick, you're going to get sick by drinking that. Then Jesus attracted thousands of people by his miracles and teaching. Muhammad attracted thousands of people by his teaching and the sword. You know, Muhammad taught that if you will die in the holy war, you know, your sins are going to be forgiven, you will go to paradise, and you will have 72 wives over there. You know, Jesus, he entered to Jerusalem to die on the cross for the sinner. According to Matthew 16, verse 21, and Luke 13, verse 31, 35. And Muhammad, when he came in Mecca, he said to the people of Mecca, quote, I'm going to quote from the book by Ibn Ashk on page 557, and it's also a book we have here by Mark Gabriel, the life of, you know, the name of the book is called Jesus and Muhammad. He said, O people of Mecca, I swear in the name of Allah, I come as a slaughterer. Now this Muhammad, he told the people in Mecca that he's a slaughterer, a killer, a murderer. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, life in abundance, John 10:10. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And Jesus was risen from his tomb on the third day, and he lives forevermore. Muhammad, he died on 632 A.D., and he is still in his tomb in Medina waiting for the day of judgment. You know what happened? When Muhammad died, his followers, they were not, you know, believing that he's going to die. So what they did? They kept his body for 3 days. You know, they don't want to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't want to believe in the crucifixion. Yeah, I will finish it just now. Yes. So what happened here, but back in their mind, they believed that Jesus died on the cross and was risen on 3rd day. So what they did, they kept his body for 3 days, hoping that he might rise up like Jesus. But what happened? When bodies start decomposing, the worms are coming out, they buried him in the same place because they were not even able to carry him. But praise Jesus. He was risen and his tomb is empty. He is coming back to judge the world. And the last message Muhammad preached, he said, after today, there'll be no longer be two religions existing in Arabia. Either sent by Allah with the sword in my hand, and my wealth will come from the share of my sword, and one who will disagree with me will be humiliated and persecuted. And that reference is taken from the book by Ibn Hashim on page 6, volume 3, Mark, and also you can see in the Mark Gabriel's book. Jesus, he said, he came to seek and to save what was lost, according to Luke 19:10. Jesus came to give us rest and peace, according to Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus came to give us eternal life, John 10:10. Jesus is the only way to heaven because he died and rose again, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. So we'll stop here. Amen.